Hello, everybody. It is the Harry Dunnick. Today is special. We are on HD2, and we are also recording this live, so you can, if you don't hear all of it, you can tune in later. Here with me today is Braden Pittman.
Hello, I'm Braden Pittman.
This is wacky. Oh, you might want to lean in a little bit.
Yeah, this is kind of wacky.
So this one needs to be up. Okay, we're figuring this out because we don't have a system like we do with the main one. So we'll get a picture of it. It's really funny to look at because we're really close to each other.
Yeah, we have to be very close because we have to use two microphones, but we can't use them separately. We have to both talk into the same two microphones.
To add on to that, we are also doing listening to two separate pieces of audio at the same time, so we sound different than what we actually are saying for each one, because it's different mics and different systems. So we're doing this on two different systems at the same time instead of streaming one to the next.
Yeah, I don't even know what... I'm confused. Harry knows what he's doing.
I know what I'm doing. This got permitted, so we're doing this legitly. I don't know if that's a word.
I'm just along for the ride.
But welcome. This is Freedom Friday, a new show idea that I came up with. I wanted it to be a show and a podcast, so I just said, let's do it together. I wanted this to be specifically HD2, but I know everybody doesn't listen to HD2, so that's why I wanted to record it and post it on our Audio Boom at WBDG Indie. If you just look up WBDG Indie on Audio Boom, we'll come up. But welcome. It's Freedom Friday. This is the first one ever. I had this idea a couple days ago, and I wanted to put it into motion. Basically, what Freedom Friday is going to be, or is I'm going to ask a argumentative question that has, it's got a little controversy to it, and we are going to discuss it today. I brought Braden Pittman on because he has very opposite viewpoint. I believe we're going to be very passionate about this. I want to be able to argue, all right?
I'm prepared to argue. I brought my notes.
The notes right here?
Yes.
So what I wanted to talk about today is, if you could go back in time 10 years, so go back to being like a 10-year-old, right?
10 years for me is 6.
Okay, whatever. But 10 is basically you're going through school. That's when like your school starts picking up. So it's kind of relevant to us. We'll talk about like going back in time in general in a bit. But if you could go back in time with the knowledge that you have now of your entire life, would you change anything?
I said yes. I said yes, there are some things that I would like to change.
And the butterfly effect does count here. I didn't take that out. So, like, give me an example of what you would change. Because I have the exact opposite opinion. I would not change a single thing.
There's a certain girlfriend I had freshman year that I might reconsider.
Lean in a little bit, by the way. Sorry if the audio sounds a little funky. This is a very weird setup.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. But you wouldn't date this girlfriend.
I would not.
But what if this girlfriend was the reason you met one of your other friends?
Okay, so actually my current girlfriend is the reason I met my ex-girlfriend. So if anything, I would be friends with her.
So it's a reverse effect?
Yeah.
What about other instances in your life?
I can't name anything specific, but I just feel like being a really smart 10-year-old would help. Maybe I would try harder last year, sophomore year in school.
Yeah, for you it would be. That would be my junior year.
Ha.
Ha.
Old man.
I am old.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, but, so, you would go back and change. Would you change any, you would change, you would do better in school?
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything drastic. I wouldn't, like, try to stop an election or anything.
But what if doing better in school was the reason you didn't become friends with one of your friends? I keep using the friends example, but, like, what if one day you connected with a person because both of you were like, man, my grades stink. You'd have never connected with that person. What if somebody hated you instead because you had good grades over your bad grades because you weren't relatable?
Well, but I would have my prior knowledge, so then I could go and communicate with that person anyway. I could be like, oh yeah, I'm friends with Andre. Let's go hang out with Andre.
That is true.
I know why we were friends.
But that still doesn't guarantee yourself that option, you know what I mean? 'Cause like,
that's a weak counterpoint.
Okay, let me explain. So, it doesn't guarantee you the option because when people get... This is a psychology thing, but when people get a certain impression of somebody, they lock into that impression. Like, first impressions really matter when you meet a person. And so if they meet you and they see you as this preppy person, it's going to take a lot more effort to put into it. And what if you spend that effort, because that's going to take a lot more time, what if you use that effort and energy instead of using that for other things that you didn't, like, you did before?
Well, like, I'm going to use Andre as an example. Like, if we couldn't bond over whatever we did originally, then I could be like, hey, idiot, I heard you like Dragon Ball Z.
That's what we bonded over, actually. Me and Andre did.
See? That's...
I see you.
Perfect.
You've given the strongest argument to this thus far that I've experienced.
Thank you.
Thank you. Question mark? But I would say no, because the smallest thing can change everything. So, do you think you could hold yourself back from changing a moment that you know for a fact will change everything up to that? Do you think you have the willpower to ignore, like, to let that happen? Like, a devastating moment that you could have prevented?
Yeah, see, that's the part where it gets kind of iffy for me. Like, I really don't know if I could do it, because I would be like, oh, yeah, this is a big turning point. I don't know if I can prevent myself from changing the outcome.
Right. So, like, if you use a life example, I moved to Florida, but I didn't try to stop my parent from moving us to Florida. And what if I did stop that, or I said something in advance? Then, like, that changes my entire history. I don't know if I would have the willpower to do that. You know what I mean? To prevent myself from doing that.
Yeah, and if, like, months before you were like, hey, Mom, you know what I want for Christmas is to just never move to Florida, like, before she ever even thought of it.
And then that's just stuck in her mind.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the thoughts that I had that doesn't include, like, being with friends is that, like, what if I, like, say you have an allergy. Like, I was allergic to dogs and cats very early on in my life.
Yeah.
And I just kind of forgot that when I went back, because I'm not allergic to them anymore because I've spent a lot of time with them.
Oh, and then you, like, went and pet a dog?
Yeah, I went up to a dog, and I had this severe allergic reaction, and then everything that I was going to do in that time period is gone because I'm having a severe allergy.
And you die.
Well, I don't know about the die part, but...
What if you went back to when you were 10 and you died? Then do you go back to where you are now, or is it just over?
It's just over. Your future self, your future conscience, your now conscience is transverted or transported to the past conscience, and then that's where you're at. That's what you get to go with.
So I'm like, man, I really wanted to go on that rafting trip, and I go back in time, and when I'm 12, I go on a rafting trip, and then it flips, and I die.
What if you just die from one of them? You were going to go on that rafting trip, and then you were like, okay, I should have done that because that can't change that much, right? And then you're like, okay, bam, you're dead now.
Or I get, like, paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Or, like, could you hold yourself back from those opportunities that you miss? Like, if I had an option to go on a cruise, I had a very life-changing cruise, and I feel like everybody who goes on a cruise says that, but it changed my perspective on a lot of things back at home. What if I had the option to go on a cruise before that? What if I did it then and changed my opinion on everything before that point?
Yeah, like, what if you went on the cruise and realized you hated cruises?
Yeah. And then I didn't go on the second life-changing one. Or if that one was gave me a really bad impression.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, like, or maybe that first cruise you learned to get really good at shuffleboard, and then the second time you win a bunch of money in the shuffleboard contest.
Mm-hmm. Right. You go back to predict the lottery. But, I mean, that's something you could do.
There was that, like, $2 billion Powerball.
Yeah, I remember that. Wait, okay, so I have another one.
Now that's definitely, yeah, this is a 100% yes.
But what if that money corrupted you?
Oh, well.
So you would take that over the life you have now?
Yes, $2 billion.
Well, it actually comes down to like $1 billion, but that's still a lot.
That's still more money than, that's a million people's salary.
That is true. Well, I don't know the exact math on that, but
the average person over their lifetime, the average person with just a high school diploma makes $1 million over their
within
whole
their
life.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
So that's I think I did see that.
That's 1,000 people's.
God, look at you with that quick math.
I'm proud of myself, but yeah, I'd do it. Why wouldn't you do it?
Because I like what's happened now. Like, what if I got into radio because I had a very rough junior year, and I was like, I need something different. I like to talk a lot. Let's do this. If I was strapped on cash, then I would not have been had that rough junior year. If I had changed something up to that point, and then I would have never done radio, and then I wouldn't be making this show, and then I wouldn't be famous.
But you'd be rich.
This is true.
You'd be famous for being the guy that won the Powerball.
But then that introduces a bunch of people in my life that don't actually care about me. They just want the money.
And?
What if it changed something else? So if you took that Powerball money and it changed everyone's lives because they never met you.
Oh, well. I'm a billionaire.
God, you are brutal. No compassion.
I would rather have $1 billion than you. I'd rather never know you and have $1 billion.
You have no sympathy. You are like a cold iron wall.
I'm just saying, $1 billion, that's going to set up me, my parents, my kids, my kids' kids, my kids' 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 kids.
This is true.
That's $1 billion.
But are you fine with not being the same person?
Yes. Right now, I suck.
Another thing that's weird to think about is you technically are the same person going back, but what do you, like, you have to live it extra, like, what? For us, for you, it's an extra, like, 6 or 7 years. For me, it's, like, almost 10. It's 8 years.
Yeah, I would give younger me, this is what I would say to 10-year-old me, I would say, play basketball more and put salt in your shoes so you get taller.
What if that affected the world entirely? So what if one person you talked to, like, you went up to them and you were like, I hope you have a good day today. And they were having, like, a really bad day. And then they're like, you know what? I am going to have a good day. 20 years later, they're the next president. And then their main goal is to tell everybody to have a great day. And, you know, he wants to make everything better. But then you tell him, you go back and you're too busy with your money or whatever you chose to do instead. And you didn't tell this person to have a great day. Like, if I went up to Philip and I was like, have a great day, Philip. But then in this alternate timeline, I did not tell him that. And he just continued to have a terrible day. What if that... And then he never became president, solving all of our world's problems. Like, what?
I don't know if Philip would be a good president.
I'm not saying Philip wouldn't be a good president. I'm not saying that he would be a good president. I am using him as an example. For some odd reason, he popped into my mind.
Yeah, well, I would say, yeah, that's a reasonable thing to worry about, but I don't really have a counter argument because I don't know the logistics of how much that would work.
Well, thank
you. Know?
I mean, hypothetically, that would work. That one tiny event could spark a snowball effect of triggering other events. So, like, that forced, like, made him want to have a good day. So that good day allowed him to actually focus on the things he wanted to do instead of being all sad. And then that allowed him to continue into what he wanted to do. And then he was like, I want other people to feel like this. This is a crazy example. This is, like, as drastic as it gets, but it is possible.
One last thing that I would say is I would also, this is going to sound really dumb, but I feel like I could definitely get thrust into godhood by this.
Oh, you could be like a world power.
Yeah, I could be like, hey, they're going to kill the leader of ISIS in 2019. And they're going to, no, they're not. And then
you
everything's
like the
going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to be the Matt Groening.
The live version or the real life version of The Simpsons.
Yeah. Like, I could predict all these major events. I could be like, Pin Pineapple Apple Pin's going to be real big in 2014.
But, okay, so think about if you did... Gangnam Style is going to hit in 2012. It's going to take the world by storm. And everybody's like, what is that? What's Gangnam Style? But here's the thing. That's a limited knowledge. It'll only last for so long. And then after that, your prediction period is over. You'll be a fraud.
But also, if you think about it, I could...
You could be universally hated.
Yes, I could be... I could either live out the 6-7 years of fame... And then retire and be rich and people call me a god and I have a book written after me. Or I could be murdered at 16 and remembered forever as a god.
Well, so either way, you think you're going to be remembered as a god.
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so you could
live out... You're talking about time travel. If that's not godly, I don't know what is.
This is true. But you have to remember that the reverse effect is true. So you go through and you predict all these events for the 10 years that you've already lived through, right? Or the 17 years you've already lived through. Yeah? And then you go back and you only have that 17, or actually 7 year, because we're saying when we're at 10, 7 year gap of things you can talk about. Like, you can be like, okay, but you also have to remember you're a 10-year-old at this point. So who's going to, like, listen to you and believe you?
And you I think after I make one prediction, people are going to be like, yikes.
Wait, yikes. But think about The Simpsons. They haven't become, like, a global powerhouse because they predicted so many things. People just think it's funny.
Yeah, but when I say something like Trump's about to run for president...
They did that too.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like
when it didn't spark like a... It doesn't make... it's Matt Brayer, right?
Matt Groening.
Matt Groening, yes.
But, like, if I make a specific prediction, like, Trump's going to run for president and not win the popular vote, but win by the whatever thing.
Like, exact...
Yeah.
Well, but you got to remember, like... What are people going to take you seriously? Like, obviously, they're going to get to the point where it's like, okay, he was right. Now let's see what else he predicts. But your prediction period is over, so now you can't do anything. And then that whole opportunity is missed entirely.
Yeah, and also the inverse is true, because then if I say something like they're going to kill the leader of ISIS and I'm already known as, like, a fortune teller person, then the leader of ISIS is going to be like, they aren't going to kill me, and, like, go into hiding.
Yeah. And then, like, you could, if you sparked a popular media, you're doomed. You just messed up history entirely.
Yeah.
In one fell swoop in your attempts to become famous.
Would you? Yeah, you're right. We're both right.
There's no wrong answer to this. It's a hypothetical.
Yeah, it's just it's not a right or wrong, especially because there's good and bad things from both.
Right. Do you want to talk about the ethical side really quick before we end this?
Yes, please.
So the ethical side is like, what if you went back? I can't think of a specific thing. Some things we're not supposed to talk about. But, like, if you went back and say your parent did a horrible deed, right?
Like my parent stole some bread, Aladdin style.
No, like your parent was a murderer.
My parent stole some bread, Aladdin style.
Okay. Well, so your parent steals some bread. What if that was supposed to feed another family? And then you know what happens if you don't eat. Do you go back and change that? This is pre-10-year-old. So, like, you could go back to any point in time as yourself, and you could stop any event. But, like, some events, if you stopped or warned people of, that could have prevented your birth. But you could have saved millions. Would you do it?
Yes, but also the one specific thing I would stop is I would go back to... I believe it was 2010, and stop Hillary Clinton from saying Chillery Clinton.
The Chillery Clinton.
I'm just chillin' in Cedar Rapids.
Go to the polls.
Yeah, those are two things that I would definitely need to stop.
But what if that got her elected? Because she didn't say those cringy lines.
I'd be fine with that. I just don't want her to say Pokemon go to the polls. I want that to be erased from history.
You dodged my question there. The original one.
Which one?
The one if you went back to stop an event that affected millions, but you were never born because of it.
Oh, I said yes, but specifically I would stop
Hillary
Clinton.
So you would go back and take that sacrifice.
Yeah.
But you would never be known for it.
No, because I feel like I would be known. Because they'd be like, that was the kid that went back and did that thing.
Well, what if you go back and tell a general about Pearl Harbor, so then they're on edge that day, and then, you know, he goes and does it, but he takes the credit for it. He doesn't have to mention you at all.
Well, how am I getting back in time?
You're just taking your physical self, like how we are now, and going back in time.
Well, what's stopping me from today saying, hey guys, I'm gonna go back in time and erase Pearl Harbor from memory, and then... going back, stopping Pearl Harbor.
You come back. So, like, we're going to say you just transport back at some after you've done that one deed. So you get to go back for one deed, you get to change it.
Well, then...
Because I see what you mean. I see what you're saying. Because then you're just in that time period chilling.
Yeah, in Cedar Rapids.
Or we could...
I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids.
You've watched Endgame, right?
Yes, I did.
They did this with Captain America. So he changed everything and then came back, but he was old. So he didn't really get to enjoy the change. He just lived out the time period he was in. Which was the time period he was from, but you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't. Time travel is so. There's so much. There's so many different theories of time travel, you know? Like, there's like the multiple dimensions and stuff. Like, I could change something in that dimension and then come back. And so then that place doesn't have Pearl Harbor, but we still had Pearl Harbor.
The alternate timeline
theory,
where, like, your one event sparks six different timelines.
Yeah, or, like, somebody time travels back to you and gives you the formula for how to time travel and then goes back into the future, and now you're the only person that knows how to time travel, so you have to time travel back to tell yourself how to time travel.
Oh, that's a paradox.
Yeah, exactly. But like time travel itself is a paradox.
That's true. We're gonna make it simpler and say that time is one continuous stream. It's not the multiple timeline theory.
So am I going back and then I can't go back forward? Because then I would definitely be remembered as a hero.
That is true, but do you get to enjoy it?
But also, if I stopped Pearl Harbor, would anybody in the modern day even remember that Pearl Harbor existed?
That's true.
I guess they wouldn't.
They wouldn't, because it would have never happened.
And I would be the...
We're just using that as an example, by the way.
Yeah, and then people would think that I'm insane because I'd be like, oh, I stopped Pearl Harbor back in my day. And they'd be like, no, you didn't.
And you were just like a crazy old man.
They'd be like, Pearl Harbor's still in Hawaii.
And then you would be hated.
Yeah, they'd be like, that crazy old dude thinks that he stopped an attack. Unless time travel is a widely known thing.
It's just the butterfly effect is like the coolest theory, in my opinion.
Yeah, to think that like, if we stopped that attack, we might not have even went into World War II.
You might not. We might not even been born. And then what does that do? That's a paradox. So if you were never born, you could never go back in time to stop it. So it's like Stewie created the universe, or the universe created Stewie, so Stewie could create the universe from that one Family Guy episode.
Yes, exactly.
That blew my mind. That was the first time I was introduced to the paradox deal.
Yeah, it's confusing, and it hurts my head to think about.
It does. If you could, you want to make a paradox right now, really quick, before we end this?
Yeah, sure.
My feet hurt, so I put my gelatin soles into my shoes that was given to me by a time traveler to go buy gelatin soles for my shoes. No, that doesn't work.
Like, you walk to the store with those gelatin soles.
Yes.
And then buy them. And then you have to, it's like, you know that one comic where it's like he, that's a Goofy, and he took the hat off the ground.
Takes the hat off of the panel below him.
Yeah, he's like.
And he starts crying because it just disappears entirely. But each, that's cool. That's a really cool one because each panel is a separate timeline.
Yes, exactly. And he keeps taking it from himself.
Yes. So each, but like if you look at the picture, the meme overall, like just looking at it without going, slide by slide, each one is a separate timeline.
And each one has a badly drawn Goofy on it.
With an equally badly drawn. The hat's actually pretty nice.
Yeah, I like the hat. It looks like Goofy's hat.
I also feel like I've been too close to the mic this whole time.
Can you still hear me on it?
Yeah.
Like, am I good? Fine. Okay, good.
I just have more bass. Yeah, it's really cool to think about.
I enjoyed being on this show.
I feel like we needed to yell at each other more.
I hate you.
I hate you too. All right, there we go. I think we can end it there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This was Freedom Fridays with Harry Dunning and
Braden Pittman.
You said that so quietly.
Braden Pittman.
There you go. I honestly think that it might be us for Freedom Fridays overall.
I'd enjoy that.
Yeah. We got to have counter arguments. This is what it's going to be every week. Freedom Friday is going to come out. It'll be aired on Friday and on HD2, and it will be put on our audio boom on Friday. We're going to keep it very minimally edited, so you'll be hearing because it's a live recording. This is actually a live recording, technically.
Legally, yes.
Legally. But yeah, I think we're going to do this. We'll have a new hypothetical next week that we can discuss. There are also some other things that I want to discuss before. We'll split the show. We might change it every other week. I don't know how much time we have left to do that. The year is running short, folks.
But we're still going to have this class next semester.
That is true. We will be back next semester, but winter break will feel like a year. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Braden, for coming on with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I think we're going to end it there. I hope everybody enjoys the 70s to 90s music mix that we have on HD2. It's really nice to have some oldies. See you, everybody.